Chris Caserta has done an amazing job here. He rides work for Tony McAvoy over at Angaston, and I've spoken to him just in text form a couple of times this week, just to, in some way, leave him alone because he's been hounded. But I saw a couple of tweets from, I think it was World Racing last night, that had vision of him going through it. It's amazing what they do. He had all the gear on, all lathers of gear, and then he in the car and the heater on and all this sort of stuff. Jockeys will be saying, I do that every day. But exactly. To ride at 44, it doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right, but his riding weight's 46.
Yeah.
You know, we got jockeys losing 3 kilos this morning, most of them.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's had to lose 2 kilos. He's the same as another jockey. I read another story. He said, well, I've never had to waste in my life.
No,
so
no.
It would be a challenge for him, you know.
He's been talking to other jockeys to basically say, how do I do this?
Yeah.
At least I guess the one thing is that he's known for a good 2 or 3 weeks that he had to ride this weight. So it's not as if he's learned on Monday that he was riding at 44. So.
Exactly.
It's a great thing for him, and it's like the good old days to see a two-year-old in a race like this.
Yeah, yeah. Was it Desirable that won the Lightning as a two-year-old? Colin Hayes, there was, you know.
Yeah, no, there was a few of them back in the 70s and 80s, but we haven't seen one. I think it was 1980, I want to say 86, but no, it's a really strong performance. Yeah. On that, let's have a chat with Sam Clipperton, who is back in Sydney and making Sydney home again. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. Welcome home. We were just talking about Chris Caserta down in Melbourne today. Sam riding at 44 kilos.
Yeah, geez, it's a lightweight, isn't it? But I think he's a little fella. Chris, he's only sort of walks around sort of 46, so he's only got a couple of kilos to lose. But when you're that small, it's hard to sort of get those last couple of kilos off. But I'm sure he'll get it done, and you know, it's worth doing. It's a big Group One, and sometimes to win those Group Ones, you need to put yourself through a bit of pain and torture for it to be all worthwhile.
How's your riding weight back from Hong Kong? Are you still light?
I'm not a natural lightweight these days, Ron. But since coming back from Hong Kong, I think it's the workload. I'm really light at the moment. I'm riding 53 on the weekend, and I'm sort of walking around 54. So having just a kilo to lose Saturday mornings is certainly a nice change. Look, how long that'll last, the body weight always sort of fluctuates. But at the moment, I'm keeping a real good lid on it and doing 53s on Saturdays just to, you know, try and get a foot back in the door and sort of give myself a chance of getting more opportunities.
Well, you'll get those opportunities at Autumn Carnival, riding 53 with a lot of lightweights in Group 1. So you're giving yourself every chance, and riding a winner during the week has certainly opened up everyone's eyes as well.
Yeah, it certainly has. It's been a good start. Had my first winner at Kembla the other week, the Michael Freeman, and then on Wednesday, safe landing for Kurt Goldman. So it's been a nice start. I probably needed to do it just so people sort of are aware I'm back, I guess. But it's not easy. There's so many good jockeys in Sydney, and I was only gone 2.5 years, but it's certainly long enough for me to lose my spot. So it's going to take a bit of time and hard work and patience for me to get my foot back in the door, but I'm sure we'll be okay.
You're probably still learning about all these rides that you're riding at the moment, being off the scene, but all cylinders. He did a good job winning at Easterby. You would have saw the video.
Yeah, he did. I watched his tapes and had a chat to Glenn Schofield about him, and he has a very big opinion of the horse. He said the win at Gosford was a great win. I galloped this horse on Tuesday morning. And for a two-year-old, he's such a big, robust, strong type of horse. He's got a lot of strength about him, and I think he's got a bit of an engine as well. He's drawn a bit awkward today. Look, you know, these two-year-old races, it's always a bit of pressure. So he's got natural speed himself. Not sure where we'll end up, but I'm sure we'll sort of be in the first half of the field. And there's only the one turn of the 1100 at Randwick, so we can just keep him travelling. And in a nice balanced rhythm, I'm sure it can be very competitive.
Race three, Letter Juliet, probably needs to find some old form.
Yeah, look, he's not a good handy Saturday horse on his day, but seems to be struggling of late. But up to 2,400, might be able to change things.
Bolero King wide first up, bobs up now and again.
He does. He's an honest horse again on his day. Might need a couple more runs to sort of be getting fitter, but 1,300 barrier 10, he'll be striding forward, putting himself on the pace, and see how long he can stay there for.
Eckstein, we all know she's a talented mare, but the form guide says that she's probably better with a run under a belt.
Yeah, look, she's not necessarily, like you said, Ron, she takes a bit of time to sort of come to hand, but I was really happy with her trial the other day. Kurt sort of says she doesn't usually trial that well. She's always out the back and doesn't really do a lot in her trials, but the other day she jumped well. She sat camped just behind the speed and you know, towed me to the line. So, look, I'm not necessarily sort of saying she can win today, but if that's a guide on what's ahead, well, it looks like she's in for a good preparation. So I think we'll just be sort of wanting to see a positive run out of her and see where she's at for the rest of her prep.
Well, it's great to pick up a ride in such a popular horse as Happy Clapper. It's probably a big moment riding the second favourite to Winks.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm bloody excited. I haven't ridden against Winks since I run third to her in the Tipping Norton of 2016. So, and haven't seen a lot of her since, naturally being away. But really, really excited to be riding Happy Clapper, drawing the rails, and he absolutely flies first up. So, you know, he's going to be putting in a big run. Naturally, he's against another one of the all-time greats. But, look, I think Mr. Webster and his owner just want to see him, you know, run well. He's obviously got big plans ahead for the autumn, but, you know, I think they just want to see a good positive run out of the horse, which I think he will do that. He's tried very good. And, yeah, hopefully we can give a bit of a sight. It'd be quite exciting.
Yeah. Race 7 autumn, maiden winner up in class.
Yeah, look, she is up in class. She won well up at Gosford, first up. Gay and the owners look like they're throwing her into the deep end here, but they wouldn't be doing that unless they didn't think the horse had some ability. So she's drawn relatively well in six, and, you know, you can never sort of count right off a Gay Waterhouse runner. She looks like she, if she brings her A game, she could be in the finish.
Well, I think Frolic in race eight, I reckon she looks to be going well. I thought she had a knockout chance here.
I think so too, Ron. She, I've never sat on her before until I trialled her a couple of weeks ago. And Michael was telling me how well he thinks she's going. And, you know, she had a really strong two-year-old year and quite a lot of hard racing as well. And it's not often those sort of fillies come back as a three-year-old. You know, she just sort of hit a bit of a flat spot there as a three-year-old and struggled to find form. But I think now she's four-year-old mare and, you know, had a bit more time to develop and mature and get a bit stronger. She may just find some of her form again. She's got a devastating turn of foot. And in the trial, I did see that. She sort of really, you know, particularly the last sort of furlong, she really knuckled down and savaged the line. So she's had a first-up run where she ran third, and today she's second up with a good trial under her belt with 53 kilos. So probably never carried that weight in her life.
For sure.
Drawn wide, but she sort of, she gets back anyway. We'll sort of be aiming to be, you know, so anywhere from midfield to back. We don't want to be sort of last, but if we have to be last, so be it. And if she can put in one of her performances that she knows she can with the lightweight, yeah, she'll be screaming home. I think she'll run a cracker.
And you finish with Smart Edge, who's just a genuine, honest horse.
Very consistent horse, isn't he? He's just, you know, he's always around the mark. Drawn a bit sticky, but I worked this horse on Tuesday morning as well on the course proper. on the Kenzo, and I was quite taken how he worked. So, you know, from the mile start, hopefully you can just sort of spread out. We just find a cover, find a bit of cover. But if we do find some cover, he's going to be letting down well and running his usual honest race.
Well, welcome home and good luck today.
Thanks very much, guys. Good to be home and looking forward to getting out there today.
Now, good luck building your stocks back up again. And I know you're on Chicago Bull next week for the Galagotas family in the Silver Slipper. So you'll get there, mate, on the way back. Good luck with it today.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you.